Just a note, or a friendly reminder before we get started today. It is never my heart to trigger or bring up topics that would be heavy or hard for you to hear. However, these are real life stories that sometimes can get really messy. So, listen with caution, but I hope that you are inspired and encouraged to know that you are not alone and that your story matters. Here we go. Hey everybody, welcome back to Keeping It Real with Amber. I am your host, Amber McCutcheon. And I just want to start with saying, welcome to 2023. This is our first podcast this year, and things are probably going to be done a little bit differently this year. My goal last year was try to do it every Tuesday, but honestly, if you know me and you know me well, I don't want to do anything that the Lord is not leading. And so this year, we'll have podcasts going out as God opened up opportunities and conversations to network with others, to share their stories, to keep it real with you. And when he lays something on my heart that I need to be obedient about and to encourage you with and keep it real even about my own life, I want to do that. And that's really what today is about. Today is the 23rd of January. And January for me, for the last several years, has probably been the month that carries the most grief in my life. Anybody who has experienced loss, you know, there's sometimes we can grieve a lot of different things in our life, but I'm specifically talking about death right now. My grandma in 1994 had passed away January 19th. 13 years ago today, my mom passed away. And 2 years ago today, we found out that the baby that we were carrying no longer had a heartbeat. And so that was just a lot of compounded grief to find out on the anniversary of my mom's death. And so January, like I said, has really been, and also my mom's birthday is January 9th. And so just a lot of things that make it a heavy month, a hard month for me. As I remember back and just, I love my mama and, I have a lot of respect for her and I know that she loved me and oh my goodness, did she love my kiddos? You know, she got to be part of our oldest six kids' lives. She actually got to give, our sixth child her first bath at the hospital, which is absolutely unheard of, but I'm so thankful for the woman that allowed my mom that opportunity at the hospital to do that. Little did we know that would be the last birth that she would be at with me. And, I know that was a significant memory for her. And so I think back to, you know, as we're keeping it real, I just want to tell you something I'm very thankful for. You know, we have 12 kiddos and, ranging in age all the way from 23 years old down to 3 years old is our youngest. And recently we had a daughter, our second daughter, get married a little over a week ago, you know. And I just want to encourage you, this is really what the takeaway of today would be, that, you know, if there are times in your life, I remember with our first baby, I'm kind of jumping ships for just a minute, but it all ties together. I remember with our first baby that we expected in 1998, when the baby was due and when I miscarried with the baby, I was 10 and a half weeks along, as was I with the last one that we had. And when I experienced loss was, early March. And, you know, and you fast forward from 1998 to 2001, and God gave us this gift of this beautiful daughter who was born on March 9th, 2001. And, you know, he was bringing beauty in the times of my, you know, trading my grief for joy is really what he was doing, trading my grief for joy. And Gabby is our daughter that was born at that time. And just, I remember being so thankful that these times that were full of sorrow and grief were being replaced with joy. You know, we go on to our third daughter, who was actually born at the time that the first baby that we conceived was due. And so it was just these times that I've seen over a span of time, where things begin to shift and joy comes back and starts lifting up the grief. You know, it's not instantly, it doesn't take it away completely, but when you are so full of grief and so overwhelmed in grief, it's hard to feel anything. It's hard to take joy maybe in the things that you've taken joy in, you know. And I want to encourage you that if you have had a season of grief, a season of a hard time, and you've had a hard time finding any joy, to look for that, to look for the joy that can come, you know, the things to be thankful for. And sometimes it's in the smallest and silliest little things that you'll find it in. I remember after my mom passed away initially, like, it was really hard. You know, I don't have brothers or sisters, so to speak. You know, God has brought me some that he has added to my family, but not ones that were birthed, right? Not ones in my lineage, so to speak. And so I remember one of the things that I found joy in, and it was months after my mom had passed away, was baking a pan of brownies. And it sounds like so everyday, so mundane, but I love to cook. I love to cook for my family. I love sharing food with people, and food just brings people together. And so it's one of my things I really do enjoy. But in that season, I didn't want to eat, and I didn't want to fix food. And I was in survival mode. And I'm so thankful for a husband who comes alongside and help, you know, take care of the kiddos. You know, I was expecting our seventh whenever my mom passed away, and went into early labor, and was on bed rest for a season. And that was rough. But even after I had her, she was named after my mom, and I couldn't even look at her and say her name without crying, you know? So I'd call her like little bit, but like even naming her after my mom and celebration of her, was part of my healing journey, right? Like, oh my goodness. I can't even get into all of that, but I want to encourage you today that like when times are hard, maybe there's things that you're grieving. Maybe it's people that you're grieving, that one, you're not alone. Do not buy that lie of the enemy. You are not alone. If you feel that you're alone and you feel like you ain't got nobody, then, you know, pray, Lord, send me, you know, I spent some time with somebody today that God brought into my life, and it was during a dark time in her life, but like over the last decade or so, she's been part of my life. There's been little things that she reminds me of my mama, like quirky little things that I had kind of forgot, like the drink that she would order at Sonic, or something silly that she would say, or how she would do it, or whatever else. And again, what is that doing? That's bringing joy back into those grievous situations, right? And I've got other ladies who have mommed me across time, and that are still momming me. And I'm so thankful for older women who will come and hug and love and accept and add unto. And you guys know who you are, because there's not just one of you. And I'm thankful for women who call me sisters, you know, who added me unto their family, and taken in my family to love as well. And so, I feel like I'm just kind of rambling here today, but I hope you hear my heart in all of this, that like, even when times are tough, and even when times are sad and dark and gloomy, like there are peaks of light that want to burst through and bring joy to you. So look for those little things. Look for things that are going to bring joy, make you smile. Know that you're loved. Know that you're accepted. Know that you're wanted, and that you matter. You matter. And I just pray that you continue getting up every day, choosing to put one step in front of the other, but also choosing to find joy in the everyday. Until next time, of keeping it real, that's all I got for you today. Love you guys.
Just a reminder, if you have questions for us or would like to leave some feedback, you can go to anchor.fm/keepingreal with Amber. Your questions would be answered on a future podcast. We're going to do those every so often so that we can make sure that your voice is heard and that you know that you matter. Talk to y'all soon.